Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday. Sorry about that. First technical error out of the way for the new year.
You're listening to Belle Starr and the Cannabis Kid on Wednesday, January
6th already. Can you believe it? I know. Well, we're getting there. We're getting there already. I can't even believe we're like through the first week of the new month of the new year. That's
and
insane.
It is pretty soggy here in Tucson today.
Yeah, which is really cool because the desert loves it when it rains.
Sure is.
We know that for sure.
It's not really that chilly. It's more of a just like a winter storm.
Yeah, kind of a light chill. Mm-hmm. The wind is what really gets that. Well, welcome to Tucson, Arizona, everyone. It's our broadcasting live.
And
Wednesday. Haven't even smoked anything. We're having technical difficulties.
No.
We can't speak already this morning, but we're very glad to be here. We're on green tea, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even had
And this is what happens, I know. Well, welcome to the first show of the new year. That's really exciting for us. Because in just 2 months, guess what? Are you ready for this? 4 years of Weekday Wednesday coming up
in
just 2 months. And we're going to have some super-duper guests. We're going to have a two-hour show, and it's going to be spectacular. So you're going to have to all tune in for that one for sure.
Sounds like fun, Belle.
Yeah. Hey, anyone out there blogging this morning early? Are you any bloggers out there? What strain are you guys on? Because we are about to partake in some 710 cheese and LSD, which, strangely enough, is a combination of Kushes. Mazar Kush, Skunk Number One, kinds of stuff. You know, some
be good for some
pain relief, inflammation relief. That'd be good for glaucoma. That'd be good for chronic pain. That'd be good for headaches. Really good for tension, things like that.
Well, I like all of those things because that's all what I'm having this morning.
And now with hash.
Oh, even better.
Even better now with hash. There's a lot going on in the world today as far as cannabis goes. I think this is our year for cannabis.
It really is. I think we're going to see Obama mess around with some things, hopefully maybe in the descheduling department.
Oh,
you know, I keep on hearing that, and I know it might be a little bit of a hearsay, but I think what Obama's doing on his way out is doing a lot of things that he was hoping to do while he was in office instead of getting blocked all the time.
Imagine how he's feeling this week.
Yeah, I know.
This is his last year.
Yeah.
That's really scary and sad.
He's got a lot to handle, and marijuana, I know it's not on the top of the agenda, which I'm glad he hasn't made it that way.
Well, but you know what? For a lot of people, it is. It is the top of their agenda.
It is.
And he's recognizing that, you know. And,
true.
And yeah, they're still raiding and doing all that crap, and I don't understand why they're doing it. If he says don't raid and they raid, why?
Well,
Mr. President, could you please call in? Because the last time you called in, we had technical difficulties.
Right.
You know, it's that White House security we had to go through the first line and then the second
phone.
Line and then the third.
It never directly connects to us.
And then we got to the green phone and somehow got disconnected. I know, Mr. President, the things we do for you. Like host Weeds Day Wednesday each and every day. You know what? You can go down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified if you like. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come on down. $85 to get certified. That's it. Yeah, the state charges $150. But if you are on food stamps, SNAP, they will give you a 50% discount. So you get it for $75. Processing is simple. We'll do it for a small fee, or you can do it yourself for free. Hey, it rhymes. We'll do it for a small fee. You can do it yourself for free. There you go.
You go, Belle.
You go, Ken.
You're always just the rhymer.
We're just always thinking here on our cannabis, and we love it. We love it. Mm-hmm. All right, my bestie's chiming in. I already said it was January 6th, so I already announced that, so she can't get me on that one. What's going on in the cannabis world? Check it out. We've got, we sent out a newsletter from the Tumbleweed Cell Center site, and there is some news going on out there. We'll start with the Tucson City Council is proposing changes for dispensaries. Check it out. The Tucson City Council is meeting this week and will discuss 4 proposed changes for medical marijuana dispensaries operating in Tucson. The 4 proposed changes are capping the total amount of dispensaries in Tucson.
I think at this
Tucson's
time...
Tucson's huge.
It is huge.
It's huge.
There
are
over a million people.
Yeah, and 15 dispensaries isn't cutting it for people. They're still having to drive far distances to get cannabis that isn't even top quality.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't even what it should be. All right, next. Increasing the size of cultivation locations in Tucson.
That's the
now that we can get around.
I'd also like to see, I don't know when we're going to get to see it, but do you think they'll ever do outdoor growing here in...
Wait for it.
Oh.
Wait for it. The next
one. Wait for
it. Wait. And allowing outdoor medical marijuana cultivation.
What? This is going to be really awesome. You know, they're already doing it in California. And we see dispensaries popping up all over.
Here's the deal, though. I thought... If you had a 10-foot cement retaining wall, you already could grow it outdoors. Maybe I'm wrong in that. I don't know. Maybe they're... I don't know. We'll have to look further.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see some of the product that's actually going to come out of the outdoor growing.
Yes. Yeah, that will be interesting to see. Hopefully they know how to do that as well. It's difficult. That's hard stuff. All right, and what they're going to do is they're altering restrictions on dispensary size and proximity to schools and churches. Currently, Tucson dispensaries cannot be located within 1,000 feet of schools and churches, but the Tucson City Council could reduce the distance to 500 feet, reports KVOA. It would be nice to have some support from the City Council in allowing us to maintain our CHA, the Certified Health Assessment, area and not let other dispensaries or other groups move in. We're 1,600 square feet right now. Obviously, if they're going to let us go to 4,000, the amount of patients that we were able to help every day would be able to double, potentially triple that by having more space, said a Tucson dispensary employee. Interesting. So that's what's coming up. So hopefully we'll have something to report back to you next week on the decisions that are made there. But I wish that... you know, I hope that whichever initiative passes, I really hope they allow patients to cultivate their own. And I hope that counties recognize and people recognize we need to get some state officials on here this year. That's going to be a goal of ours this year. We're going to get some state officials and talk to them about the fact that there's really no reason why patients can't grow. There really isn't. And if you're going to tell me it's about money or safety, people that grow, they're not growing like dispensaries are growing. They're not using large vats of chemicals and nutrients and things like that, and they're in their bedroom closet, and they've got a couple plants going on, and they're watering with their little water bucket.
They're experimenting. They're trying new things.
They're trying to find a strain that's right for them, I mean, so that they don't have to go to the dispensaries and spend $75 an eighth.
And using the fresh plant material for juicing... anything that they're wanting to make out of their plant. What it comes down to is that we're talking about a plant.
Yeah.
And having adults grow these plants in an area that they feel
people that they can contain safely. Yeah. And, you know, it is different from other medicines, but I think we're fortunate enough that we are able to grow it. You know, some of us are. So, you know, and if we have the ability to do it outdoors, we have a lot of outdoor gardeners here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a plant that, you know, it could probably do very well given the right environment and the right setup. A little bit of shade, a little bit of water, get rid of the bugs, you know, that kind of stuff. Other thing, we were going to have Mr. Dean on this morning, but that's our lovely, wonderful lawyer. But he realized he had a case he had to go to, so go get him, Mr. Dean, dismissal Dean. I said, all right, we'll let you out of this one. We're going to find out what's going on for the new year. What else is going on? So if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out all sorts of links. There's a home button. There's certifications. You can find out just how much your certifications are, what actually qualifies you for a condition. There's a button right there. Just click it, make an appointment, come on down. There's a products page. We're constantly updating that. We need to update that again, I believe, because we've now got an actual CBD vape pen.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with 100 milligrams of CBD.
Very nice.
Tincture.
Mm-hmm. And how much are those, Belle?
I believe they're $20.
Very nice.
Yeah. Perfect. And the little battery is $20, so for $40.
Now, can you tell
me a
little bit about what CBD can do for people? So now you had it in a tincture, and you also had it in hard candies.
The Vital V we sell as well is
the tincture.
CBD, yeah.
Right, the tincture and the hard candies from Vital V.
99.9999%. CBD. We can talk a little about it's one of the other cannabinoids in the plant. There are many. The most common we know is THC. But CBD or cannabidiol is quickly changing the debate surrounding the use of marijuana as medicine. Most people have heard of the chemical called THC, which is the ingredient that gets users high, but recently attention has shifted to another compound in marijuana called CBD, and for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because while doctors can't seem to look past certain side effects of THC, CBD doesn't appear to present that problem. On the other hand, evidence of CBD's medical benefits continue to grow. Here are five facts that you should know about this unique compound. And we'll put this up on our blog right now, just so that if there are any chatters out there. Oh! Woohoo! Netherlands are here. What's happened?
Hello, Netherlands.
We see will Singapore ever legalize? Because you can get the death penalty for possession. You know what? Maybe we should start writing letters to Singapore. You know,
Singapore,
because,
that's really intense.
Yeah.
I wonder where they're...
Yeah, exactly. They let everyone... You know, that's the funny thing. Alcohol, for some reason, is so accepted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have an awesome day, Netherlands. We love you. And, thanks for chiming in. And what did we get? Leaf science. All right, this is where we are. CBD is a key ingredient in cannabis. It's one of over 60 compounds found in cannabis that belongs to a class of molecules called cannabinoids. Of these compounds, CBD and THC are usually present in the highest concentrations and are therefore the most recognized and studied. CBD and THC levels tend to vary among different plants. Marijuana grown for recreational purpose often contain more THC than CBD. However, by using selective breeding techniques, cannabis breeders have managed to create varieties with high levels of CBD and next to zero levels of THC. These strains are rare but have become more popular in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
They are. I talk to more and more growers. In fact, I talked to a gentleman we're going to have on our show this year. He grew a 30-something percent CBD.
Wow.
Could you imagine? That's just, I mean, that's beyond couch lock.
You
are the couch.
And how much THC was, percentage of THC?
He said super low, like less than 2%.
Less than 2%.
0.2%.
Uh-huh, because then what I'm hearing is, you know, having
something.
That little bit of THC in with your CBD helps open up and unlock the receptors.
Mm-hmm.
And then allowing for the CBDs and the CBGs and all these other cannabinoids.
And that's exactly the kind of science we're going to get more into this year. We're going to have a guest on our show, Gina Ness, and we're going to have her back on for sure to talk about our endocannabinoid system and the science behind what's going on and things, questions like that. You know, how helpful is THC? Because it is very helpful. And you don't hear things like Charlotte from the Charlotte's Web strain. She takes high dosages of THC as well because she needs it.
It's actually, hers actually has some THC in it as well.
Yeah,
like
some
percentages of this ratio that they have found for the children has been incredible. So, but some of the things with the CBD, it's non-psychoactive. So when you're vaping, you're not getting a psychoactive part of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
You are getting all those relaxing and...
non-psychoactive.
Yeah. Unlike THC, CBD does not cause a high. While it makes CBD a poor choice for recreational users, it gives a chemical and significant advantage as a medicine. Since health professionals prefer treatments with minimal side effects, CBD is a non-psychoactive because it does not act the same act on the same pathways as THC. These pathways, called CB1 receptors, are highly concentrated in the brain and responsible for the mind-altering effects of THC. A 2011 review published in Current Drug Safety concludes that CBD does not interfere with severe psychomotor and psychological functions. The author adds that several studies suggest that CBD is well tolerated and safe even at high dosages.
Right, because we have the highest dose we carry in the shop is a 500 milligram. We can order up to 2,000 milligrams if need be, but there are children out there taking thousands of milligrams of the CBD because it is safer.
Mm-hmm.
Safer than pharmaceuticals, for sure, and safer
than what than what those children were taking before.
Yeah. Number three, CBD has a wide range of medical benefits. Although CBD and THC act on different pathways of the body, they seem to have many of the same medical benefits. According to a 2013 review published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, studies have found CBD to possess the following medical properties. All right. It is. The medical properties of CBD are antiemetic, the effects it reduces nausea and vomiting. Anticonvulsant, suppresses seizure activity. Antipsychotic, combats psychosis disorders. Anti-inflammatory, combats inflammatory disorders. Antioxidant, combats neurodegenerative disorders. Anti-tumoral, anti-cancer, combats tumor and cancer cells. Analytic, antidepressant, combats anxiety and depression disorders. Unfortunately, most of this evidence comes from animals, since very few studies on CBD have been carried out in human patients. But a pharmaceutical version of CBD was recently developed by a drug company based in the UK. The company, GW Pharmaceuticals, is now funding clinical trials on CBD as a treatment for schizophrenia and certain types of epilepsy. Likewise,
awesome.
A team of researchers at the California Pacific Medical Center, led by Dr. Sean McAllister, has stated that they hope to begin trials on CBD as a breast cancer therapy. Wow.
And one of those research trials that came out back in the day and was really trying to show that THC was a bad chemical in the cannabis plant, they were actually using synthesized cannabinoids in that research, which was giving the teenage boys, they said, the schizophrenia.
Oh.
And so that's where it comes that they said teenage use with THC will cause schizophrenia. But here we're finding that
it's
complete opposite of what they were saying back in the day. And that was one of the things that Regina brought up.
Right.
Regina Nelson talks about when that study came out, they were using the
synthetic
cannabinoids,
yeah,
which our body doesn't know how to process synthetics.
It's
the wrong key to be putting in our hole.
There you in the keyhole. Yes. That's
synthetics just don't work for us, and
keeping a skeleton key in a modern day keyhole.
And that's where a lot of these pharmaceuticals, the derivatives of them are from plants.
Mm-hmm.
But when you synthesize and you make it not the plant anymore, your body doesn't know what to do with it. It becomes a foreign object, therefore, doing more harm than it does good.
Absolutely. You got to be careful with what you're putting in your body, especially if you're using other chemicals or
mm-hmm.
medicines or anything.
Right.
You got to be aware of what the side effects. And all that good stuff are. All right, number four, reduces CBD reduces the negative effects of THC. So this seems to be helpful for people.
To calm them down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. CBD seems to offer natural protection against the marijuana high. Numerous studies suggest that CBD acts to reduce the intoxicating effects of THC, such as memory impairment and paranoia. CBD also appears to counteract the sleep-inducing effects of THC, which may explain why some strains of cannabis are known to increase alertness. Both CBD and THC have been found to present no risk of lethal overdose. However, to reduce potential side effects, medical users may be better off using cannabis with higher levels of CBD.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And number five, CBD is still legal. Even though CBD shows much promise as a medicine, it remains... CBD is still illegal. It remains illegal in many parts of the world. CBD is classified as a Schedule 1 drug in the United States and Schedule 2 in Canada. On the other hand, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently approved a request to trial a pharmaceutical version of CBD in children with rare forms of epilepsy. The drug is made by GW Pharmaceuticals and is called Epidiolex. According to the company, the drug consists of more than 98% CBD, trace quantities of other cannabinoids, and zero THC.
No, not doing it right, GW Pharmaceuticals. Still not doing it.
GW Pharmaceuticals makes another cannabis-based drug called Sativex, which has been approved in over 24 countries for treating multiple sclerosis. A patent awarded to the U.S. Health and Human Services in 2003, U.S. 6630507, also covers the use of CBD as a treatment for various neurodegenerative and inflammatory disorders. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. Right on, right on. All right, how's it going over there?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm just kind of...
All right, getting the kinks out.
Getting the kinks out of my elbow.
Yeah, there's lots of kinks.
You still got the bursitis.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. It's getting better. Every week.
And action. So, we've been reading off a website called azmarijuana.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. Let's just
get it out there. It's one of our favorites. I mean, they have tons of information on this page.
And they got a section on where to find your doctor at Tumbleweed Health Center.
That's awesome.
315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Come on down. We're in the back, right in between Gentle Dental and that big vape building. Just go underneath that little awning there. You kind of feel stealthy.
It's like a little cave.
Kind of secret. We don't have a you know, we need that. Anyway, we're all here about cannabis. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you. No, I'm just kidding.
You're actually having a throat chat.
I know. Isn't that the crazy thing? But we're going to play, what we're going to play is this.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
520-838-4430. You can also reach them at thctucson@gmail.com. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. We're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram. What else is out there? We're on it.
All of them.
Yeah.
All your social media needs.
We're pinning. We're facing. We're high-fiving. We're
liking.
Flying. We're liking. We're
posting.
Posting. We're... What do you do in LinkedIn? It's so professional.
LinkedIn is more...
We're linking. We're linking.
You're linking.
You're linking. You're just
You're linking to other businesses
yeah,
and
you're
other...
Yeah, linking to other professionals.
Professionals.
In the
exactly, in the industry.
You have to get into
the professional
industry
voice. Voice.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. All right.
These are some of the things that we are taking care of.
So, news, information around the world. New York's getting ready to open up some... dispensaries. Check it out. It's the first medical marijuana dispensary to open Thursday. Sorry about the big dog, guys. There's a lot of protection going on up front there.
He's holding back some of those
Those fans. Paparazzi. There's a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of paparazzi, and the green room is just overflowing. When New York's medical marijuana program launches on Thursday, only one of the four dispensaries planned for New York City will open the stores. That's okay. One out of however many is fine. One out of 20 is fine. A retail site near Union Square owned by Columbia Care. Throughout the state, 8 of the 20 planned medical marijuana dispensaries will open Thursday, right on, with additional dispensaries set to debut in the coming weeks.
Wow.
That's awesome. This week, all 5 licensed medical marijuana companies in New York will have at least one, but not all, of the dispensaries open. Other dispensaries in the 5 boroughs are planning for Murray Hill, Elmhurst, Queens, and the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. Etain expects to open dispensaries in Kingston and Albany Thursday, with the site in Syracuse slated to finish construction within the next 2 weeks, according to a spokesman for the Kutana company. Etain is in talks with officials in Yonkers, where for months it has been looking for a new location for its final dispensary. PharmCann headquarters in Illinois will have sites open in Erie and Onondaga counties. Also on Thursday, the state announced Teddy Scott, the company's chief executive, said the dispensaries will likely open this week, but final details must be ironed out. It's just the final walkthroughs, he said. Before you buy a huge, before you buy a house, you go through and do a walkthrough to make sure it's not screwed up. PharmaCann's dispensaries in Albany and in the Bronx at Hunts Point are scheduled to open later this month. The medical marijuana companies will release their pills and other non-smokable cannabis products on a rolling basis. Pills and non-smokable cannabis products.
So edibles.
Yep. Non-smokable. Edibles, suppositories, pills, maybe patches, maybe some lozenges, some mints, some gums.
Okay.
Things like that. It could have, that's a pretty good selection.
It is. I mean.
And that's, but you, New York, please be careful. Start slow. Low and slow. Because you want a really low dosage, like milligram. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't need to feel it so much the first time. If you go to a dispensary and you get a candy bar, don't eat the whole thing. We're warning you now.
Don't eat the whole thing.
Don't eat the whole thing. That should be our motto for this year. Don't eat the whole thing. As a contingency plan for medical marijuana patients who either live far from a dispensary or cannot travel to one, the health department has asked all 5 of the licensed medical marijuana companies in New York to make deliveries available. Some of the state's pot companies had delivery services outlined in their license applications, but it had previously been unclear if the state would permit that option. Dispensaries that open this week may not have a rush of customers,
right?
The health department did not specify whether any patients were issued the ID cards needed to purchase medical marijuana. There are 150 doctors registered in New York who can prescribe cannabis to patients because they completed a course for physicians, the health department said. It has not released a list of registered doctors, though, and many people who are interested in signing up remain unsure whether they will qualify. Patients who may qualify for the program are strongly encouraged to talk to their doctors about whether medical marijuana can benefit them, the agency said in a statement. When the governor signed the Compassionate Care Act legalizing medical marijuana in July of 2014, there were 10 medical conditions that qualified patients to use the drug. They include cancer, HIV/AIDS, multiple sclerosis, and epilepsy. The law requires Dr. Zucker to decide by Thursday's launch whether to approve 5 additional conditions, and advocates and patients have pushed for PTSD to be added to the list. The commissioner has also has the authority to add any other conditions at any time. Well, that's good. The state is responsible for setting the prices of the cannabis products sold at dispensaries, and so far it hasn't disclosed the cost. Well, congratulations, New York, all of New York. It sounds like they're hitting most of the major counties. And just be careful. If you really are only doing edibles and capsules, be careful what's in the capsule. Seriously. And
really work on dosing.
Ask for test results and go with a low and slow dosage. That's what we really recommend, because seriously, we tell people if you don't even feel it that much the first time, that's okay. Just get it in your body and kind of get used to it. Work your way up to just feeling, if you want to feel anything at all.
Think about this like a pharmaceutical in a way that...
Yeah, you don't start out with like 10 ibuprofen. Right. You start out with one and you see if that hits the pain.
Where's that go with you?
Yeah, where's it going? Then you go to 400.
The thing with cannabis is it works different with everybody.
It does, and different strains work different with everybody, too.
Right.
So you have to be aware of what strains are out there and available. And seriously, ask for test results, you know? And if anything, they should be playing this in their lobby.
Puff, 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 puff,
my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh, that was perfect timing for the grunt of the dog. That was great. Oh. So we just got an article sent to us by a blogger. This is, and we'll post it on our site as well, but this is a good one. See, we're going to get into some serious science here. But first let me poke this. Yeah. Obama is seriously smoking a lot of weed in the White House. I'm sure of it. Sure of it. Okay, let's make sure that no... And this is, where is it? Leafscience.com. Cool. Scientists have discovered a molecule in the brain that may limit the effects of too much cannabis. Let me repeat that. Scientists have discovered a molecule in the brain that may limit the effects of too much cannabis. This is referring to why we cannot overdose on cannabis, okay? We cannot overdose on cannabis. Here's why, folks. Marijuana has never been linked to an overdose death, and new findings may explain why. Published in the journal Science, French researchers have identified a natural hormone that reverses marijuana intoxication in rats. Wish I were one of those rats. In an interview with WebMD, study author Dr. Pierre Vincenzo Piazza explained that rats exposed to THC showed a dramatic rise in a brain hormone called pregnenolone. The hormone also seemed to prevent marijuana's intoxicating effects. When the brain is stimulated by high doses of THC, it produces pregnenolone, a 3,000% increase that inhibits the effects of THC. But the study originally meant for developing a treatment for cannabis addiction has been met with different interpretations. While the authors say that an addiction treatment based on pregnenolone could soon be tested in humans, others believe the study explains how the brain protects itself from a marijuana overdose. By binding to cannabinoid receptors, THC triggers the release of pregnenolone, which in turn weakens the THC's action on the receptors, a negative feedback loop that could prevent marijuana users from getting too high. Considering the low rates of cannabis addiction, Mitch Earlywine, a professor of psychology at the University of Albany, SUNY, adds that a drug for cannabis abuse may not even be necessary. Although the author's pitch, this is a novel way to treat cannabis abuse, is actually a superb if partial explanation for why cannabis appears to have no potential lethal dose and why its capacity for creating addiction is more like caffeine's that of any illicit drug. Scientists have been studying pregnenolone since the 1940s for conditions like stress and arthritis, but only recently has the hormone caught the attention of cannabis researchers. While pregnenolone pills are sold as supplements, Dr. Piazza and his team are now working on how to deliver the hormone in higher doses. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. Those darn rats, they get all the fun.
Those rats are always so high.
I know.
I just saw
an ad for the PAX 2, and we're going to have those at Tumbleweed Co. Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103.
Now, the PAX will be able to do your waxes, dabs, concentrates, and your flower. Dryder.
Yeah. This one's new. It doesn't have
new
that.
And improved.
It doesn't have that retractable mouthpiece, which is fantastic.
No, I haven't been into Tumbleweeds in
way too long. But you should come on down because we have a whole new array of accessories, and you better hurry because the minute we get stuff in, staff starts buying stuff. We need to have like a 2-week limit on letting staff like let some of the new stuff get out because they're like, oh, check what we got in. Oh, that one's mine. That one's mine. That one's mine.
Because I have been down there when that happens. I've been down
fun.
There.
It's like Christmas when
it is.
Boxes
and
arrive.
You're like,
and you're like,
there goes everything else. Nothing for the rest of the patients that are going to be possibly coming in here.
No, we're teasing. We're teasing.
Yeah, they buy enough for everybody.
Anyway,
and
come on.
If there's something you want, let them know because they can find it for you.
We've got ash catchers. We've got. These guys have.
We got boogie hoogie grinders. We got ash catchers. We got.
Watch your mouth. If you haven't seen the Christmas, we're gonna put some of these pipes on sale. But the Christmas pipes are awesome. You can tell them you heard it for 25% off on the radio show. That Christmas pipes are 25% off. But the Grinch,
Christmas.
The Abominable Snowman pipe, have you not seen those?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
I did see pictures online.
Oh, forget it. You have to see them in person. They're amazing. But we're going to have the...
Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, we're going to have the PAX 2 down at the store to check it out. Oh, it is silly. Oh, boy, here goes the big dog again.
Here he goes.
All right, so tell us a story while we get the big dog on.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, we were talking about all the stuff that... Tumbleweeds is carrying, and they also carry Holy Smokes and Enhance products, which enhances your waxes, dabs, and concentrates with just a dab. And those come in six different forms, which are our anti-inflammatory, calm nerve, anti-anxiety, sleep, and calm. We also have the one that works with medicals, so it's quick.
Ooh.
Yeah, quick circulation. So if you are using medicals that day
you
and you want a really nice vape, That kind of helps your metabol circulate through your body and kind of works better with your body. All
right.
This would be a really great one to vape with or even do a add to your waxes or dabs. It's a really nice infusion of some terpenes that would really work well with the circulation. We also have the Calm Nerve, which is a really nice one and works well with anyone who tends to get a little bit of the paranoia setting in after too much high THC. And this has the terpene found in black pepper, which is coumarin. I was trying to think of the Calm Nerve. And so taking the black pepper really helps with decreasing of the anti-anxiety.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So pepper you would think would be a stimulant, but but it decreases.
But right, yeah, this is actually helps. And they do say if you are experiencing the paranoia or the high anxiety, actually if you just suck on a black peppercorn, it will actually relieve some of that anxiety and that tension. So come on down, check out Tumbleweeds Health Center for all of your vaping and smoking needs.
Check it out. 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
All right. You can check us out. Call us. 520-838-4430. THCTucson@gmail.com and go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There's an awesome mobile app which always has different coupons and ads and things going on that the regular site does not. Super fun. So check it out. And we're going to go and we're going to read from Cannabis Business Times. We are talking about, this is funny. Well, not funny, but.
What is it, Belle?
It's just irrigating marijuana with federal water. Let's just read about this because
interesting.
We try and reach out to all different news sources. We don't make up the news. We just report it. So.
Yeah. So if you find a discrepancy, let us know. We want to hear about it.
Yeah, for real.
And what did you find out?
Yeah. Send us something. Chat with us. Blog with us. Call us. someone sipping coffee. We're sipping tea over here. So, hey, anybody irrigating with... irrigating your marijuana with federal water. Marijuana growers in Central Oregon are exploiting a loophole to use federal reclaimed water in their growing operations. Oh, my God. I love that. Oregonians are using reclaimed federal water. Federal policy imposed on May 2015 prohibits the use of water from federal reclamation projects to grow marijuana, still considered a controlled substance under federal law. The Tumalo Irrigation District in Central Oregon paid back the money spent by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to build parts of the irrigation system. Thus, the district's water rights have only loose ties to the Bureau or none at all. To obtain a license to grow marijuana commercially, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission requires applicants to show a qualified source of water. And in fact, I don't know if I think it was yesterday that, or maybe it's today that you can apply for your business license in Oregon. So in Central Oregon, infrastructure such as reservoirs, oh boy, here comes a pop-up ad. Why do we hate these? Reservoirs. All right, in Central Oregon, infrastructure such as reservoirs or canal systems were built and maintained with federal dollars and the purview of the Bureau of Reclamation. But separating federally controlled water from other sources is not always a straightforward exercise. The water source, delivery route, and time of year it's delivered may mean that federal water is combined with water from strictly state or private sources. The federal prohibition does not apply when water from a federal project is mixed with water from another source in a facility that is not on federal property.
I like it. Boy, you guys are pulling out all this stuff to do.
You know,
that's fantastic, because if it's a mix of other stuff, that's not, they can't just say that's ours, because it isn't at that point.
I love it. I love
that. I
love
it. That's
you know,
so interesting.
Like we said, as soon as this kind of gets the momentum, different states legalize, more ideas come to the table.
Mm-hmm.
More people are able to come and feel more free about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's, it's this next step in feeling that we are able to talk about it and do something about it and use this, how long it's been used for so many years, you know?
Oh, yes. Oh, for tens of thousands of years.
And to actually now start reintegrating it back in with people and people using it in all these different ways.
Absolutely.
Or finding out how to feed it, you know?
Oh,
is that new magazine?
Yeah, we want to thank MG for the cannabis professional for sending us our complimentary edition of their latest magazine. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, beautiful magazine.
I heard him speak. He said they want it with their.
Oh, you did?
Yep. He was talking about his whole magazine and how they're bringing their. Everyone's like, well, what about, you know, this whole new generation of smartphones, you know, being on the internet. He's like,
yeah.
There's something about having a tangible item in your hand.
People love it.
And
I do. I love it.
He has taken his magazine to next level.
Mm-hmm.
The pages, if you fill the pages, it's not like other magazine material.
It's like Edible Arizona.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's really nice.
Quality.
The front cover is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got it.
And the different articles that he's decided to choose to write about are up and coming. They're about people. They're about
fresh.
Really what's going on in this industry. So,
yeah.
Really incredible man. There's some really incredible stuff in here.
Yeah, there's some great ads in here. There's some great products in here. Wow, there's some major agriculture companies in here. Oh, here's some new products.
That was one thing that I saw at the cannabis conference. We were up there in October. And
so long ago.
It does.
It's not, it's
and we did see a lot of the agricultural companies coming out, water harvesting companies.
Mm-hmm. A lot more LEDs, technology, environmental. Environmental technologies were coming out, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and these, we love these. This is our favorite stuff. Oh, my gosh. Numbers and charts is what they call theirs. All right. 1.2 million, the number of consumers in Washington purchased marijuana products in fiscal year 15. Consumers in Washington purchased 1.2 million marijuana products.
Hmm.
Wow. Washington purchased 1.2 million marijuana products in 2015. 110,000 units of edibles and extracts for inhalation in June of 2015 were sold in Washington. That's just June. 110,000 units. 54,353 ounces of medical marijuana were sold in Arizona in July of 2015. 54,353 ounces of medical marijuana were sold in Arizona in July.
Wow.
That's just what was reported.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
10,743 is the amount of pounds of marijuana sold in June of 2015 in Colorado.
Holy, wow, I don't even know which button to push for that. 10,743.
That was just in the month of June.
Pounds of marijuana were sold in June in Colorado. Almost 11,000 pounds of cannabis. Let's see how much that was a day. That's fantastic. I love that. All right, keep going. Keep reading.
30 days in June. July of 2015, marijuana product sales in Arizona grew from 36,000 35 ounces in January of 2015 to 54,353 ounces in July of 2015. So it raised almost 20,000 by July.
Wow. That's a lot. There's your little comparison chart. 199 medical marijuana dispensary applications were submitted in Nevada, and 20% were approved. All right. Okay. That's pretty good. Marijuana product sales fall 40% on the weekends in Washington.
All right.
It's because no one's in town.
What's that? No one's, yeah. They're all working. Yeah. In 2020, it's estimated there will be 2.5 million medical marijuana patients by 2020. All right. What is this? Washington sales and excise tax. There's a chart for that. Electricity savings potential in Washington by shifting to energy-efficient lights and HVAC systems. Wow. All right. That's,
interesting
that's
where that's
very,
going.
Yeah, that's really interesting because the weed club, that's what we want to do is definitely switch to more environmental practices because we've heard about all the crazy guerrilla farming when they go bust into, like, national forests and stuff and tear down the forest, use bad chemicals, leave all their gear,
and
run.
And just
run.
Totally pollute the whole...
They totally pollute and run. They pollute and run. It's not a good thing, and that's why you really need to know where your stuff is coming from.
Millions of dollars in cleanup.
Yeah. Buds and Roses, I'm sorry, I'm just totally distracted by this magazine.
This magazine is really cool. It does have a lot.
There's a lot in here.
Every... Ooh.
All right.
The
you can look
pack.
At the Rad Pack. You can look at these things.
All right.
So the German government, there's a German government beginning to medical cannabis cultivation. I think that's awesome. In some of the most significant international cannabis legislation of 2015, Germany, in late 2015, approved the creation of a special government agency to oversee the production of medicinal cannabis in the European nation. This progressive move puts the German government in the business of producing and making available high-quality medicinal cannabis via safe access to thousands of severely ill citizens. This paves the way for the first cultivation of medical cannabis in Germany, wrote the German Hemp Association Deutscher Hafenverband, or DHV, in a press release, which continued. This helps not only patients, but also allows new economic prospects for Germany. The legislation does not, however, allow individual Germans to grow their own cannabis medicine. It also limits legal availability of cannabis to a very small group of patients covering only two ailments. I wonder if there's a, we don't have a thing that goes, we need to track this as, I wonder what those two.
Oh, you're one of your little recordings?
Yeah,
hmm.
Two ailments are, maybe if we read on and find out what the two ailments are. Now they want to know if I'm 21. Boy.
It's good, though.
Yeah, you'd think that they would have established that, like, you know, halfway through. Anyway. Okay, so that's kind of sad that the government's going to only grow it, but that's okay. The exact means by which cannabis and possibly cannabis-infused products like concentrates and edibles will be made available to patients is still unresolved. It is unknown if Germany will adopt a program involving retail outlets, if it will ship cannabis directly to patients, or if it will limit them to gaining access to legal cannabis medicine via a licensed physician or pharmacy. Germany, which embraces a culture of robust capitalism and self-reliance, views the move as a way to decrease dependence on cannabis imports and help guarantee a supply of medicine for its patients. A shocking reality of a German program for those in the United States is that it covers the cost of legal cannabis under health insurance for all patients.
Mm.
Wow. That is shocking. Wow. George Wirth, a spokesperson for the DHV, stated, "Easier access to cannabis as a medicine and the covering of the cost by the health insurance companies were long overdue." Echoing the arguing shortcomings of the legislation, he continued, "The DHV has long argued for the rights of patients to grow their own cannabis. Germany's drug commissioner, Marlene Mortler, is managing the program to produce and make available cannabis medicine to two primary groups of patients, terminally ill patients and those with hyperactivity disorder." Interesting. Prior to passage of the legislation, cannabis medicine was imported into Germany from Dutch cultivators in the Netherlands. Well, that's not so bad. They grow some good stuff there. The new legislation is an amendment to Germany's Narcotics Act. This is the first time that the cultivation of cannabis has been under state control in the country known for its engineering and technical prowess that is home to companies like BMW, Bayer, Siemens, Sennheiser. Political forces in the nation, which along with the United Kingdom is typically the largest and healthiest economy in Europe, have been hesitant to allow personal cultivation due to a belief that both the quality and quantity of homegrown could easily evade state control. Will this legislation be the genesis of a more permissive and compassionate legal medical cannabis environment in Germany that will serve more simply terminally ill patients and those suffering from hyperactivity disorder? Currently, the legislation reflects medical cannabis laws in many conservative U.S. states that allow only CBD oil and cover a very limited number of conditions, sometimes only epilepsy or seizure disorders. Hopefully, Germany and its lawmakers will embrace medical cannabis for a wider range of diseases and eventually allow home cultivation so that patients may grow specific strains of pot to best treat their particular symptoms. With more than 1,000 strains having been bred to date, a targeted efficacy program is critical to best treat severely ill patients with cannabis. Well, way to go, Germany. There you go. The Germans are on board with cannabis cultivation again. Although importing from the Netherlands is not such a bad idea.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
I just want to know, I know there's that history that we have here in the United States of when it became illegal. I want to know what happened in other countries, you know, their history of the cannabis on how, because it all feels like it came from one place.
Nixon. They got the United Nations.
And brought it all together. Right.
Said we need to nix this.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it. So they did. They got rid of it, and most countries got rid of the use of cannabis. So
even
now they're just
after all the people, I mean, even in some other countries that it was even more used in heavy of a spiritual practices and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it's been used that way for 10,000 years.
Right.
10,000
I'm just
years
wondering
or more.
How...
Well, many people are bringing it back spiritually, And quite honestly, we know the truth, and the truth is people that have used cannabis are always going to use cannabis. They're going to, it's like people with guns. You know, there's rules for guns, and you're just, people are here in Arizona are going to have them. Everyone's going to have them. Mm-hmm. They're going to have their cannabis. Whether or not the government says you can grow or not, the growers are going to grow. They're still going to grow because that's just what they do.
Right.
They're going to use it, and even in the places that say CBD only or whatever, they're still going to find a way to get the THC because it's helpful for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's medically helpful for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, it unlocks receptors and things that our body needs to utilize fully the whole plant, which is...
And when you start
know,
taking out things and isolating and
going
and playing, nature...
Thank God, to the and just saying, oh, you can
and
only
I get
use this, you only
checking
use
things and making things better. I get that, but you know, there's
research and it's been done, and they need to go take a look at it and quit being babies.
And you know, who was talking
this
about?
This year is the year of big pants. Put your big girl
pants on.
Put them
and,
on. Put your big pants on. Pull up your boots.
Serious. This we're
take
serious.
A deep breath.
This is some serious stuff.
Open your mind. Let it go. All your
we have something
inhibition.
Amazing here, and we are able to take an opportunity like this and make
this
plant something even greater.
Oh,
if you just legalize it.
If you just legalize it. Oh, goodness. We can't even help ourselves. We're just like that. All right, let's see here. What we got going on? Oh, no. It's that time. We were going to do more commercials and all that good stuff, but we got to get going, folks. It's the beginning of the new year. We got a rally. We got to vote. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard and vote to legalize cannabis this year. This is the year of cannabis, you guys. Let's do this. Let's do it. Get down here.
Been too long.
So.
The year of the green.
This month we're gathering and collecting our thoughts. Next month we've got the Peace Fair, February 27th. Following that we've got our 4-year anniversary radio show. Following that we've got 420 events coming up. And then we got May, and you always want to give your mom the best marijuana for Mother's Day. So start growing and planning and saving your best nuts for mom coming up. Don't
you want
to
pull the bouquet
mom.
For your mom.
That's right. Full bouquet. Thank you for always tuning in to Weedsday Wednesday. Happy first show of the new year. Mr. Dean, we will get you on here.
And we love you all out there. Thanks for always tuning in, Netherlands, and everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
New York. And congratulations, New York. You're going to get some cannabis tomorrow.
Let us know how those edibles are.
And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.